My name is Kit Bonson, and I'm with the Montgomery County Civil Rights Coalition in Montgomery County, Maryland, which is the suburb right outside of D.C.
Kit, you've worked on developing a bystander intervention training. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, after the election, we decided that we were really concerned with the uptick in biased crimes. There was graffiti on mosques, and people were being attacked on the metro, and we were very concerned about this. And so we decided that one way that we could do that was to offer a training that would emphasize de-escalation and nonviolence while people are standing up for each other in solidarity when they see a fellow community member being attacked. And so on the basis of that, we held a number of trainings. I've been an activist for 35 years and have done a lot of nonviolence trainings over the years. And so I came up with something that was about how bystanders specifically could have the moral and political courage to stand up for each other. And on the basis of doing that, I was able to create a script that anybody can pick up and use with their community members. And then we also created subsequently a script for a training of trainers so that you can get more people in your community trained up. And those are all going to be available on our website, which I think you have the URL for.
I do, in fact. And while I grab that, could you, obviously it's a bit more involved as a training, we're not going to be able to cover the entire thing in just a few minutes we have, but could you give us a nutshell of how the bystander intervention should work?
So what we encourage people to do is that when they see somebody being attacked in a public place, and we mean verbally, physically is a completely different thing. When you see somebody being verbally attacked, what we encourage people to do is to only go and offer support and solidarity to the targeted person. And we advise people not to interact with the attacker. And we do that for the de-escalation purposes that I mentioned previously, because what we want to do is take the bad energy out of that situation. And one of the things that we do during the training is a classic nonviolence exercise called a half a line, where we have people pair off, and then one person yells at the other person, and we usually say, pretend that you're somebody who supported the election, and you're yelling at somebody who did not support the election, because we don't ever want to have actual horrible hatred being spewed at each other. And then people get used to just letting nastiness roll off of them while they imagine themselves supporting somebody who's being attacked. And we do that because we think that's the best way to handle a situation without having it go worse.
Have you had the chance to put this training into action? Have folks been able to use this training in the field, as it were?
Well, we've done so many trainings. I personally have trained 900 people since December, and then we trained another 70 people the day before the Women's March, which happened to be Inauguration Day, and then they went out and trained 1,600 more people in this training. So we expect that with the 2,500 odd people that have been trained that we're aware of, because other people are using our script around the country, that there have been many incidents of people being able to stand up. So do they come back and let us know? Unfortunately, we don't usually hear. But I'll tell you something interesting. We had somebody who had come in for the Women's March, who was trained by us, went back to her home. I believe it was in Tennessee. And she said, you know, you never know when this training is going to be of use to you. Because what happened to her is that she was walking across the campus, and she saw a man on a parking ramp who looked like he wanted to jump. And she started yelling up to him, you are loved. And there are other ways. There are other ways. And he eventually came in off of the ledge. And we don't do suicide prevention, right? But at the same time, this woman felt like she was so connected to the community now and wanted to help so much that she could try and intervene whenever there were situations of people in distress. And I think that reaching out for each other with that kind of solidarity is really everything that we're about.
And really, I suppose that's kind of the point. If the training is successful, then one wouldn't hear about the, something almost happened but didn't because the situation was diffused. Doesn't really make news, does it?
No, but you know, the interesting thing is that we do hear from the people that we train. So we do this training of trainers, and then they go out and continue to offer the training to people. And we always have a section in our training where we ask people, have you seen any incidents of biased crime in your community, and how did you respond? And people spontaneously on their own will have done things similar to what we're recommending. And so we're just always telling people, you have a lot of the skills that you need. We're just going to have you practice those things and have a better foundation in terms of this de-escalation and nonviolence philosophy like that Gandhi or King had put into place, so that you will have more courage to stand up when necessary. So I think people are already doing a lot of this. They just need a little more practice to be able to imagine scenarios beyond their personal experience.
The URL for folks who want to find out more, tinyurl.com/bystander-mccrc. And there are copies of the training materials there, right?
Yeah, everything's right there. And so not only do we have the general training and the training of trainers, but we have a handout for people, because it's a very interactive training. They're not just sitting there listening to us. It's developed so that there's a two-hour training where they get the background in nonviolence and de-escalation. Then we go through a lot of scenarios and have people work them through themselves. So, yeah, it's pretty interactive and fun. People have a good time with it.
Well, sounds good. Now, again, the easy way to get there is tinyurl.com/bystander-mccrc. Again, folks, I've been speaking with Kit Bonson. She is a member of the Montgomery County Civil Rights Coalition in Maryland. Kit, any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, anybody who is interested in this training, you can certainly use our materials. We'd love to hear how it goes. But we also have a woman associated with our group who is on the road and will be coming through Portland. I'm not quite sure when, but if you would like her to do a training with you or train people in your group to be trainers, we'd be more than happy to work with you on that. So you can contact us through our Montgomery County Civil Rights Coalition website. That's a longer URL. You can just look us up. And we'd love to be able to work with the community, because the D.C. community stands with the Portland community.
Terrific. And that longer URL is mococivilrights.wordpress.com. It is a bit of a bear, but look up Montgomery County Civil Rights Coalition, and that should take them there. Kit, best of luck with everything, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Doug McVeigh for KBOO News.